Any lineup changes from your last
No,
game?
Sir.
Same
group, yeah.
How, I know this is always talked about when a team gets blown out or has a lopsided score, but how dangerous is a group like this that hasn't had a lot go their way as of late as the opposition coach?
Yeah, and it wasn't like that in the game. You know, that score didn't indicate the opportunities. I view these guys right now just kind of like Tampa Bay. They generate an awful lot of offense during the game. It's not going for them right now, but you're mindful that they're 2 or 3 inches away from putting a bunch of pucks in early in that game and changing the tide. And the Chicago was pretty opportunistic in the pucks that they got by the tender. So, but Nashville, Winnipeg's games have their own uniqueness to them, right? No matter what either team's got going on, they come in here, and we've seen some wild nights in here, but never for lack of entertainment. We've had 10 guys in the penalty box. We've taken 8 straight penalties. We've had big wins in here. We've had big losses. So you need to be ready to go for sure.
How did their dynamic change with adding Duchesne? Obviously, Johansson brought one layer. Now they have that second layer down the middle.
Right. They've been looking for that center, right? Brought Turris in to fill the role. Didn't quite work out. Now they bring in another elite guy. It kind of goes to their game. I think they've always been a really hard-working team, but they've added a real strong piece of skill to that lineup. And now they're, like I say, offensively, they look a lot like Tampa, and they've got some pure shooters out there. They go hard to the net. They skate hard to the net. And then you add a skilled guy. It's another play that gets made in tight areas. So more options, I guess. They can move their lines around. I think maybe Arvidsson goes back with Johansson. They hadn't been playing him there just because they have more options.
Just a thought on Matthew Perreault, 600 games tonight, just what he continues to do for your club every day.
Right, and evolve as a player over those 600. He came in as a kind of a skill, I don't want to say necessarily perimeter center, but a playmaking kind of nifty player. And now he's able to play all different styles of game. He's kind of with our checking group right now on his offside and looks good doing it. They've been good together, and he's scoring some goals. So he's just really developed into an all-around player that's a utility guy on the power play. I mean, other than penalty killing, he does it all right now.
Did you feel like when he was in the sort of fourth line role that it was maybe almost, I mean, it was by necessity, I appreciate, but it was almost like he's kind of a wasting.
No, underutilized, undermaximized for sure. But we had players and holes around them, and at the same time, really made the most of that opportunity, because when he and Andrew Kopp and Roslevic were running in the four hole, they scored a lot of points for us. I mean, there was a stretch of hockey for us last year that 5-on-5, they were our best offensive line. But you know what? That's probably the bigger statement about Matty Perreault, is that he worked in that role, right? Go back to Hendricks and Armia being the fourth line, and never a complaint. Lots of production for the minutes that he was given, and a real good attitude.
You watched him be a mentor over the course of his last couple of years when he hasn't been a top six guy?
Yeah, I think what he does is he brings that energy, right? And he's a talker on the ice, and he's excited, enjoys the game, he has fun. He's a real good pro in that he, I think he has a real appreciation of the fun and the excitement of playing in the National Hockey. He hasn't lost his joy. Sometimes the older guys, it becomes a grind. He hasn't lost his joy for the game.
Some of it was predicated by his back injury, but why has he been so much more effective on the wing?
I think it frees Matty up a little bit to play a little bit more chaotic and in a good way. The center ice position, you are restrained a lot of times by what's going on around you, who you're playing on the wing, and fewer sort outs in the defensive zone have helped him. And it also, you know, he gets in on that forecheck for not a big man. He a lot of disruption with his stick. He gets in on the forecheck. He's got lots of energy there, and he knows he can spend it, right? He doesn't have to be the low man in D zone coverage and leaning into the faceoffs all the time. So it's freed him up a little bit.
With it was hard for your PK to kind of pull itself up to get to a number that those guys would probably be happy with,
right,
with the way you started. But if it is climbing slowly, yeah. What do you point to specifically on the PK?
Oh, there would be 3 or 4. We're getting a little better on our faceoffs in there. We are a little stronger on our stand, far more aggressive in a lot of areas. Our goaltending save percentage numbers have come up, and then we've got some stability in pairs up front and on the back. So It's our number is what it is today because the first 10 or 11 games were really tough. And then the last 9 to 10 games, we've been very good. So we just needed to trend. I don't know that we're ever getting to a real good number because that first block of games is going to hold. It's going to be an anchor on that number all year. But if we can run what we've run for the last 9 games, then we're going to be actually a good penalty killing team.
Which you pointed to Boylowind and Spezo. Yeah.
Those two veteran and shot blockers, right? You've already seen Luka take a bunch off the body. And that's all it is, right? It's one shot block, a kill. You're not digging her out of the back of your net, or you don't lose possession on the shot so that they spend more time. You get a touch. So two veteran defensemen for sure have helped.